This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll in Gaza from over 3 months of war between Israel and the territory's U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas rulers has soared past 25,000. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A health ministry spokesperson said Sunday that at least 178 bodies were brought to Gaza's hospitals within a 24-hour period. The war began with Hamas's surprise attack into Israel on October 7th, in which Palestinian militants killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took around 250 hostages. Israel has responded with an air campaign and then a ground invasion that has flattened entire neighborhoods. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday denounced Israel for the quote-unquote heartbreaking deaths of Palestinian civilians in Gaza and called it unacceptable to resist statehood for the Palestinian people.
The denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people would indefinitely prolong a conflict that has become a major threat to global peace and security, exacerbate polarization, and embolden extremists everywhere.
Guterres, at the opening of a summit of the G77 plus China in the Ugandan capital Kampala. The G77 plus China is a group of 134 developing countries that champions the common interests of countries from the global south. Russian installed officials in the eastern city of Donetsk say at least 27 people have been killed in the shelling by Ukraine of a market. The attack hit a Donetsk suburb on Sunday. Donetsk is one of four regions in Ukraine that Russia annexed illegally in 2022, months after Moscow launched its invasion. This is VOA News. A suspected Ukrainian drone attack on Sunday caused a fire at a Russian Baltic Sea terminal. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The Interfax Ukraine news agency, citing unnamed sources, said the fire was the result of a special operation carried out by Ukraine's security services. It said fuel refined there is supplied to Russian troops. The Ust-Luga complex is on the Gulf of Finland, west of St. Petersburg. Novatek, Russia's largest liquefied natural gas producer, said on Sunday it had suspended some operations there, blaming external influence. Russian news outlet SHOT said local residents heard a drone operating nearby, followed by several explosions. Russia and Ukraine have targeted each other's energy infrastructure in strikes aiming to disrupt supply lines and logistics in the nearly two-year-old war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. North Korea is highlighting its alignment with Russia against the U.S., and hence Russian President Vladimir Putin could visit the country soon, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
North Korea is saying Russian President Putin is expressing willingness to visit the country at an unspecified but early date as the countries continue to align in the face of their separate but intensifying confrontations with the United States. In a statement, the North Korean Foreign Ministry highlights Putin's intent for a visit following a recent meeting in Moscow between the two countries' foreign ministers. The statement also says North Korea is continuing to further strategic and tactical cooperation with Russia to establish a new multipolarized international order. A reference to their efforts to build a united front against Washington. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Egypt's president said on Sunday it will not allow any threat to Somalia after Ethiopia said it would consider recognizing an independence claim by Somaliland in a deal that would give it access to a seaport. The remarks by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi were the strongest yet made on the issue by Egypt, which already has frosty relations with Ethiopia, and were a sign that Cairo may get involved in a dispute that has raised fresh tensions in the volatile Horn of Africa. The port lease deal, which was agreed to earlier this month but not yet finalized, would be a boon to landlocked Ethiopia and has enraged Somalia. Pope Francis on Sunday called for the release of hostages, including six nuns who were kidnapped on a bus in Haiti on Friday, and said he was praying for social harmony in the country. Armed gunmen hijacked a bus in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, with at least six nuns on board and drove off to an unknown destination, taking all passengers hostage. Vatican News reported on Saturday, citing the Haitian Conference of Religious Group. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.